So welcome everyone to the March calibration meditation call. I'm super excited that you're all here today. Today is the full moon in Virgo, and it's literally happening in 2 minutes. And Virgo is all about paying more attention to detail. And I know as I was walking into my office today, all I kept thinking about was, like, I really need a text message that tells me what the balance is in my bank account. Like, so I think that's pretty much a sign of what Virgo is, the full moon in Virgo is doing to my mind. And it's a great time to release anything that is no longer working for you on the full moon. And I would say anything that highlights a, like the overly critical mind, since that falls under the sign of Virgo with the moon. So like any ways that you have self-criticism that comes out, the negative chatter of the mind, just whenever it pops up today, just take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, just release that thought and release that pattern. So I pulled a card for today from the Gaia Oracle, which is it's been my favorite deck for a few years now. And the card that I pulled is Remembrance. And its tagline is resurfacing of past feelings and emotions. It is said that all that we have is the present. While that is true, it is also true that in essence, past, present, and future are one. We are connected energetically to both past and future. Life is an evolving story, and where we are now is a result of where we have been. This card signifies that past feelings and emotions resurfacing from deep within you, and you may find yourself on an emotional roller coaster over the coming days. Do not fight it. This is all fine. It is important to occasionally remember and honor your past, for it is part of you, part of your soul's journey. Yet remember to honor every part of it, regardless of whether you perceive some parts to be good or bad. For in some way, every experience has helped to expand your understanding and appreciation of life. Occasionally, reflecting on the past is healthy, just as giving some thought to your future is wise. However, excessive preoccupation with either only serves to rob you of the present moment, and that serves no real purpose. And the affirmation for this card is, I bless my past, and I'm grateful every experience. For every experience has helped me expand my understanding of love. My life is forever unfolding as it should. The past, the present, and the future are one. I honor and respect my feelings and emotions, for they are part of my story. So I really love how this card fits into this notion of samskaras, which I mentioned, been mentioning this week. It came up in my rereading of The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. It's actually in chapter 6 of his book. And samskara is a Hindu word, and it references the energetic patterns that get stuck in our energetic system, specifically at the heart chakra. And so in the explanation of this, Michael Singer refers to like seeing the car that your partner drives, just like glancing out into the world. And like you see this car and you see two people hugging in the front seat. And this, because you don't know whether that is actually your partner or someone else, it almost holds like this energetic scar into your heart, because it's like this, it's sort of like this hiccup, and it's this this image, this vision that your energetic system just holds onto because it's disruptive. And so instead of releasing it, this pattern becomes embedded. And so like whenever you see two people hugging in a car, no matter what car, this image will come back. And so this can happen in a more deeper level, in that patterns of behavior or reaction are triggered by certain circumstances. So if you were born into a family and your parents had a really rocky relationship, and you have these memories in your mind, you know, from your childhood, but you can't really pinpoint it because it was, you know, like you're 4 or 5. And so it's the residue of this energy can become embedded in your heart chakra. And so in your adult life, you can have issues with trust of a partner or suspicion of your partner's friends, just depending on what those circumstances were while you were growing up as a kid. And so the notion of the samskara and why Michael Singer talks about it is because how you release these energetic patterns is by keeping your heart chakra open. And this is something that we have to relearn how to do. As our energetic systems learned how to close our heart chakra as a defense mechanism in order to protect ourselves from different circumstances in our lives. And so what I have been consciously doing this past week, and I invite you to start doing this as well, is that whenever something would enter my mind, whether it be an ex or something that happened in my family or some past episode, when it flows into my mind, I consciously think of opening my heart chakra and letting whatever that memory is to flow through my heart like water, so that my energetic system releases it. And what's been really interesting is that, like, I feel better, like being consciously sitting and sitting with an open heart chakra and thinking about just like every time I'm just like, let me open it. Like, it feels closed. I just think about opening it and I can feel it get bigger, and I can feel myself stand straighter, my shoulders back. And just sit in that luxury of an open heart chakra. Because that's what it feels like. It feels really luxurious and yummy. So two more things that I wanted to mention before we start the meditation is that on March 20th, which is in 2 weeks, is the new moon. And it's a solar eclipse new moon and the first day of spring. And it is taking place in Aries, and it'll be in the middle of the night on March 20th. I bring up the new moon because it is a great time to plant ideas or visions for your future. I will specifically be planting some seeds that day as a physical manifestation of the energetic planting. And which references the, in October, I was obsessed with this notion of planting bulbs. And I was fascinated. I don't know why it took me until I was 45 years old to figure out that bulbs grow roots all winter long. But I was fascinated with the fact that all this growth was going on under the surface throughout the winter when it seems like nothing is, you know, not that much growth is happening in the plant kingdom. And that in spring, it's like the fruit of that bulb's labor is produced in spring with the flowers. And so I've been focusing a lot on that, the foundation, the energetic foundation. And earlier this month in Seattle, a month earlier than normal, we had our bulbs blooming. And it's been a great reminder of those energetic roots that I planted in the fall. And with that, I planted intentions for the spring. And so seeing the bulbs bloom is just a really beautiful reminder of that. So to start the meditation, I would love for you to be in a comfortable seated position. Or you could lay down, whatever feels right to you. And inhale deeply. Breathe all the way down into your belly. And exhale. Take in another deep breath, this time all the way down to your toes. And exhale. On the next inhalation, feel that breath go into every cell in your being. And on the exhale, release any stress of the day. Inhale once again. And imagine that you have little white roots sprouting out of the soles of your feet. These roots resemble the new fresh white roots of a flower bulb. Feel your roots grow down into the earth, through the floor of the house that you're in, it feels warm and inviting. The earth below. On your next inhalation, breathe in this earth energy into your roots. And feel this earth energy travel up until it hits the soles of your feet. The earth energy travels to your heels and your toes. Your ankles and your calves, it travels up to your knees and your thighs and your hips, with each inhalation you feel more of this earth energy enter your body. And it enters your muscles and your cells and your veins and your nervous system. It travels up your torso to your heart, your shoulders, down your arms, to your elbows, and your forearms, to your wrists and hands, travels up your neck, to your ears, to your jaw, to your chin, and your mouth, and your nose, in your cheeks, and your eyes, eyebrows, forehead, crown of your head. Inhale a bit more of the earth energy. And feel how your whole body absorbs it like a sponge. All the way down to your cells, to the cell walls, to the nucleus of your cells. Now turn your attention to your heart chakra. And just sit there for a minute. And notice how it feels. Notice the color, the consistency, the shape. Does it feel open or closed? Does part of it feel open? But part of it feels closed. What is its weight? Does it feel light or heavy? Just sit there and notice. Become friends with your heart chakra. Does it feel like you could lounge around there for hours? Or does it feel more like you should be wearing a suit? Just notice. However it looks, feels, is perfect for you in this moment. On the next inhalation, breathe in the energetic essence of rose. And feel it go directly to your heart chakra. There is a reason why rose has a connection to love in our society, and it has to do with its energetics and how the energetics of rose can heal whatever ails the heart. Imagine that you are breathing in the fragrance of a rose that you noticed on your walk. And feel where that fragrance goes. Feel how open your heart chakra is now. Do you notice any difference? Just sit there and make a mental note. Sit with pain in your heart chakra. Notice any shifts that have occurred. If anything pops up that makes it feel as though your heart chakra wants to close, let it flow like water. Through the beautiful, energetic center of your heart. And I would love for you to silently repeat after me. Fill my energetic heart center with love. Heal my wounds. Banish negative thoughts from my mind. Anchor my whole being with all-encompassing light. Shelter me, comfort me, provide me with solace. Remove any blocks from my heart so that I feel the flow of love today and every day. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I'm going to close on a quote from The Council of Light by Danielle Hoffman. It's one of my favorites. I read it almost every day. I believe I am divine. I trust myself as a creator being. I am one with my creations. I am aligned with the infinite. Therefore, everything is available to me. Instant manifestation is safe. Instant manifestation is safe and governed by the laws of divine and cosmic balance. Anything is possible. I can be, do, and have all that I imagine. I am a spark of the divine, a cohesive energy pattern drawing to me the perfect opportunities, circumstances, places, conditions, and people. My soul is joy.